Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Our next guest knows every doorstep and pebble in the capital city. He's been sharing Dublin stories with those willing to listen for years. However, I didn't realise that he teaches other people how to know those pebbles too. Historian, author and Ireland's greatest tour guide is online now from the heart of Dublin. Pat Liddy, how are you?
Hello. Is that describing me, Brendan?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, I thought, you know, I let you, of course, ask me the questions, but I'm on site at the moment to do a little bit of tour guiding with yourself.
Oh, brilliant. Where are you?
I've just walked in off Ship Street. That's at the back of Dublin Castle. And this essentially is the heart of medieval Dublin. But where I'm taking you to, I just passed the old medieval walls, gone up along the cobbles by the windows that are all barred on the old barracks.
I know,
Dublin
and
Castle.
Behind you is there's an archway with steps up, isn't there?
No, exactly. And it brings you where I've just now arrived. It brings you into this wonderful little oasis.
Oh.
It's quite large, actually. But it's between a new hotel called the Chancery Hotel, the back of the Radisson Blue extension. There's a lovely Old Town Cafe here and an Old Town Visitor wine bar and the Dublin Royal Convention Centre. It's a whole new hub here in the city. But what's so interesting is these are quite large buildings, 6-7 stories tall. They did a bit of archaeology.
Oh.
And they've reflected that archaeology in what they have left behind here in the little park. And it's a place where you can sit down, relax, away from the hubbub. But this is the original site and part of an original bigger site where the Vikings first settled in Dublin.
No.
Not Wood Quay.
Wow.
That was their second settlement. This is their first settlement.
Give over. Now, I did
not
know that. That's amazing. So that's just between those buildings there. That's my walk.
Yeah.
That's my walk into town, actually. I walk down that street all the time. But I'm so busy with my own little world. There you go. Now you've changed my perspective, Pat. That's amazing.
And it's a little shortcut. If you were going to Dublin Castle and out Ship Street Gate, you cut through here, stop for a coffee if you want to, and straight up to St. Patrick's Cathedral. So it's a lovely new shortcut.
Now, you really have brought us to the street with you. You've got such a knack for that. You're so good at that. You really are. And now I'm going to go there later today. I'm telling you now. So it's the first Viking settlement.
Well, no, you see, when the Vikings came first, knocking on our door, they hit and run, literally ran on their boats and went back to wherever their bases might be. And they didn't overwinter. But finally, they said, what's the point in going back to a cold, old, wintry Norway? So they stayed on in Dublin, and the proper place to stay was here in the little lake, which was called the Dove Lynn, which gives Dublin its name.
Okay.
And this little oasis here is at one edge of that Dove Lynn. And when they were digging out here, they discovered part of that lake, which stretches from here to the gardens of Dublin Castle. It was biggish enough.
So listen,
pool.
You have me hooked. You're in. So, but you not only offer your own walking tours of Dublin, you now are training or teaching people how to do their own walking tours.
We do once a year. We if you like, train people who haven't done it before.
Yeah.
They might be retired banking people, insurance brokers, solicitors, whatever, and young people who want it as a career. So it's either a second career or a first career. Or we train people who are already tour guides but want that extra polish, if you like, and the extra detail. We're big on to practical experience.
Yeah.
So our current course started a couple of weeks ago and it's virtually full at this point because we don't like to take too many. We want to give individual attention. But we do it every year starting in November.
So what qualities should someone have if they want to be a tour guide?
Well, first of all, you have to like people and you have to like them consistently because you are performing to some extent. You're like an actor on the stage. No matter how you feel, this is their tour. They've paid for it and they want to be entertained as well as informed. So, and you have to have a good voice. But we help you if you're a bit shy. We have people who start the course quite shy and they come out booming at the end.
Do they?
And it, You know, it just helps their own personality. It's a great developmental opportunity as well.
I always think I walk by walking tour guides all the time. I live in the city centre and I always think of them as actors. I always see them
exactly
as actors.
It.
Yeah, yeah. Are they
that's
actors
exactly
often?
Exactly it. We have three actors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who joined us over the years, and they help with, in fact, with our voice training. We do a bit of voice training with people as well, so they don't have sore voice. Yeah, we do. And we take them to every site in Dublin that tourists would visit, including ones that are not so well known. And it's a wonderful idea that if you have a career for 20 years, 25 years, and you want to change, and every day is different to every other day.
Well, it's very social.
And you can pick your own time.
It's very social. You're out walking. There's a lot to be
correct.
Said. Yeah.
And we only do small groups as well. We don't do large groups. So it's all very interpersonal.
I'm intrigued by the element that you said you don't need the gift of the gab and you take shy people who want to train to be
tour.
That's very interesting. I thought you'd have to be an extrovert. No,
you know, it helps. It helps enormously, and you have to have a certain confidence. But people may have that without knowing it all their lives. Maybe they were a little bit shy.
Yeah.
And we just give them that confidence, and then they're new people. They find a new inner self.
Really? So what does the training involve?
Well, it's about 4.5 months, partly classroom, where they 4.5 months, yeah.
Wow, that long.
So even if you spent a year training to be a tour guide with somebody else, we probably just do it a bit differently. And by the end of that, then we gently put you out there with a little bit of mentoring, and then you're on your own, but you're in constant touch with us. We keep an eye on you and look after you and help you whenever it's necessary. So, I think people are just, they get a new confidence.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. And it's a completely different angle on it. Would you have to be a history buff, though?
It helps.
Yeah.
But you don't have to know the history. You just have to like it.
You're not caught up on dates, are you? You kind of tell stories.
No, we're not. I mean, I often say, and in the mid-17th century, because I can't remember the darn date. and people don't want that. They want the stories. They want the background. They want the funny side of things, not jokes per se, but humour.
So a typical tour, do you have any particular areas that you see people react to in Dublin or story that you have that people love? Do you have one big particular one?
Well, we do a lot of specialised tours. Last week we did 8 tours for the book festival people.
Oh, very good.
So we did all the literary background. And there was a lot of surprise about the big names like Charles Dickens and J.R.R. Tolkien that came to Dublin and delivered lectures and all that kind of stuff. So there's so much, even for Dubliners. We love taking Dubliners on the tours because I never knew that or I didn't see that before. I never looked up. I'd be driving by this every day. So... And visitors from America or whatever, they love to hear about the Irish culture, the Irish language, the everyday stuff, as well as the history. And we are quite unique. That's the one thing we have to remember. We are pretty well unique in the land of Europe.
I actually did a tour in a kayak once, would you believe, up the Liffey. And it was just a whole different view of the city. And it would have done with, it was just a kayak guide. He wasn't even a proper, he wasn't interested in telling us about the bridges of the city. I remember thinking, I'd love the history of all these bridges. So how did you get into it yourself?
I got into it essentially out of a sense of desperation. Through the 70s, I had travelled the world. I was in Aer Lingus at the time.
Were you?
And I just realised other people took care of their cities and we were not.
Okay.
And I got to understand maybe why. It was seen in the new state as an old English city in a sense. And the architecture was considered English, etc. So it took a while for love to be put onto the city. And that only started in the 1980s. Then it had to be followed up by preservation laws, etc., etc. All these things took time. And now people are living in the city centre. So people are taking possession, if you like, responsibility for the city. And that's always a good thing.
Where are you from in Dublin?
Bibsborough, only a mile outside the city centre. And I used to walk, I couldn't afford a bus when I was a kid. So I just walked in and out, and that fascinated me, going different ways in and out of the city.
So, and sorry, how long are you doing this, Pat?
Well, I have been kind of doing it since the 1980s.
Wow.
But our company is 21 years old.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We'll celebrate that. And we have lots of specialist tours. Like, we're doing Christmas tradition tours next month, for instance. So we try and put a new look on the old place, and talk about the Irish involvement in even creating Christmas. But that's another story. I'm not going to talk about it now.
I wanted to ask you, though, you're literally boots on the ground in this capital city, the city that I call home. I'm a Dub, born and bred, and I'm very proud of our city. But we've seen some changes, and where I live in my city, it's a bit dangerous at night, I'm not going to lie sometimes, and I've got to be careful. What's the changes you've seen in the city, good and bad?
Well, yeah, no, good and bad. For instance, we generally don't do tours in the evening. Because it is a pity, because you could do ghost tours and stuff like that.
And you know,
but
actually,
unfortunately,
I took the dog for a late walk last night just as the sun went down, and the condensation of about a meter high came across the grass, and it was like a movie set in the park last night.
Yes.
It was stunning.
Yes, I know.
Can be stunning.
And there are areas where you could do ghost tours and all this, and people try it, but you don't want to be there and have a hustler coming up to you, to your group, and kind of interfering with you. Now, we know how to handle all that, but at the same time, it's a little bit awkward, and it gives a bad impression of the city.
Yes.
And but you know, pub crawls, all that kind of stuff, we don't really do that, because Americans think a pub in Dublin is where there's three old men sitting beside a turf fire and a violinist or a fiddler in the corner.
Yeah.
And they don't realise, if you don't be there by a certain time, you'll have to drink on the street, especially the weekends. You know?
I have a lovely text in about this conversation. Somebody has just texted, I have been the tour guide on Ballycotton Lighthouse for the past 10 summers, and it's the best job in the world. You meet fabulous people from all over the world in one season. I met people from 20 different countries. Isn't that lovely?
It's lovely, and it keeps you young.
Yeah, well, you sound amazing.
That's what I think, because you're dealing with all kinds of people. That's the best job in the world, really.
Pat Liddy, you're an inspiration, and I see you on one of your walking tours. Don't be a stranger. Say hello when I walk by, will you?
I will, and I might pass you a little hint about where you are at that particular time.
Oh, I can't wait.
For free.
God bless you. Thanks so much, Pat. Have a great day. Let's
all right,
take a break.